Alrighty.
Well, I hope you liked listening to the last episode, which was with my former roommate. That's kind of the beauty of podcasts, is it captures a moment in time. And so that was with my old roommate, Philip. And I've since moved out. Now I live with Emily. But yeah, podcasting. You can live those memories over and over again. And it's encapsulated in time. But today, what are we talking about? Something that I don't really want to talk about, but it's as much, this episode's as much for you as it is for myself as well. So we're talking about hard work and this quote called Per aspera ad astra. Let's do it. Welcome to the Enter My Shoes podcast. In each episode, I look to inspire, talk about something new, or interview a guest. Enter My Shoes, where the stories smell, but they don't stink. Alright, so I've been doing a little bit of spiritual work lately. And for me, that's watching YouTube videos on people that are a little bit more spiritually minded. I don't want to sway you in any way, let you just have your own journey. Just type in spirituality, top 5 tips to be more spiritual, whatever. And things will pop up and you can just go for it there. But what I've learned just recently through all that is, you know, just getting more comfortable with accepting that life has its challenges. You're going to have problems all the time, no matter what. That's just a given in this world. And I think the sooner you're able to accept that there's always going to be problems, there are always going to be challenges, it makes you less cynical, or, you know, less surprised by the different things that come at you or come your way. And you're able to say, okay, this is something that's happening. And you start looking at, you know, solutions to all those problems, or, you know, what can you do on a personal level to, you know, change your situation, rather than just saying, oh, woe is me. I know, sometimes easier said than done. But I know for me, you know, sitting down and creating some kind of plan or strategy, actually writing, I use this app called Evernote. So I'll write out, you know, some of the things I want to accomplish. And, you know, and a lot of times you can just say what you want and not really figure out the path to get there. And things work their way out eventually. I think I read some quote that said, like, you know, your problems today and a year from now aren't really going to be your problems anymore, you know, 5 years from now. So a lot of the things that we see as crises today aren't always going to be that way, you know, down the road. And, you know, I think looking at, you know, the problems or challenges in life not as a bad thing, but just like saying, you know, that's what it is. It's not good or bad. That's just the way it is. And then it allows you to stop dwelling on the fact, and you can move on, or start working towards getting past those problems and moving on to the next thing. You know, even the most successful people in the world, they still have problems daily. They're just, you know, it's a lot easier to deal with those problems when you got, you know, quite a bit of money in the bank. But I don't know, it still comes with its own amount of hardships. So trying to find happiness and trying to find beauty and gratitude in everyday life is key. I'm gonna get a little real here. I was dealing with a little bit of depression probably about 6 months ago, and I wasn't able to pinpoint and wasn't able to put my finger on it at the time. I was just like, oh man, why are the things that I used to like to do aren't as exciting anymore? Why do I feel like, man, I'm just going through the same routine, the same mundane activities and chores over and over again? And I think in hindsight, I'm able to diagnose it. And I wasn't feeling as motivated, and I felt kind of helpless. Here are three things that I did that helped me get through that situation. Was, number one, you have to do a change in your environment. If there's people in your life that are bringing you down, or you're just not feeling as motivated in a certain spot, you know, different locations have an effect on you. There's this video game called The Sims that, you know, a long time ago. Actually, it's still around today, but in that game, when you go into specific rooms, there's like a little meter, and it lowers based on the cleanliness of a room, how things are set up, what resources are accessible, and that's not much different than us in real life. So if you change your environment, that's a great way to work. I mean, figure out, maybe you work better in a coffee shop, maybe you work better at home, maybe you need to go to the library to be able to get things done. And so as a human being, everyone has our own tendencies. It's important to figure out what works for you. Life is a big experiment. So try different things, figure out what works. Gosh, I already said that enough times. But I think you know where I'm going with this. And then, you know, number two is journaling. Some of those roughest days for me, just to write it all out for a couple paragraphs or even bullet pointing things out made a big difference for me, because I was able to, one, felt like I was talking with someone. They say a journal is just as good as a counselor, because I think there's a little bit of a stigma around a counselor. But I journaled for a long time and would write things out. And then what's nice is you can go back and reflect on those thoughts and feelings and start seeing a pattern. It's also a great way to benchmark yourself. So you see, what were you thinking 2 or 3 weeks ago? Have you made some progress? Are you still thinking that way? Are you thinking, has life gotten better? Or is it, you know, kind of similar to that phrase where the things that are affecting you today, a year from now, is it still the same? So that's why I like to journal. And sometimes there's a little bit of a hump. I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to start writing something out. That's a little bit more work. But I find that once I start the process, right after you write one word or one sentence, things start to flow pretty naturally. Well, I heard this great advice lately with journaling. A lot of people write as if someone's looking over your shoulder. I would recommend just being really honest with yourself, actually just letting it all out. Don't worry about if, you know, someone's eventually going to read it or something, because, you know, in most cases, that's not going to happen. And then number three, a lot of times, it's not really about the problem, but it's the way that you look at the problem. Great quote from Pirates of the Caribbean, or the from Jack Sparrow. There's so many great quotes in that movie, but the problem's not the problem, but it's the way that you look at the problem. That's pretty good. In the moment, it's not easy to do. But if you can start being strategic, and it's almost like setting a goal. You know, you think, you know, what's the most radical way to address what's going on? And what's the easiest way of doing this? And, you know, sometimes problems don't need to be dealt with in the moment. You can let some time sit and you wait, and eventually your brain will work on it in the background and you'll be able to, you know, figure out a solution. I heard it's best to work on, you know, smaller problems like that in the evening right before you go to bed, and your brain will actually work on it while you're sleeping. There's been so many people in the science field that do that, and then they wake up and they usually have the solution to whatever the challenge is at hand. Now, I say this, it hasn't happened to me yet, but maybe one day. I'm more on the creative side. All right, so the phrase per aspera ad astra. I hadn't heard this until I was just flipping through. My coworker got me this flipboard of every single day. It's a calendar that has quotes. Usually those quotes work out for a day. They actually give you some inspiration. It's kind of like a fortune cookie. You know, here they mass produce millions of fortune cookies, but you open one and it sometimes actually relates directly to what you're going through in life. Coincidence? Maybe. The universe telling you something? Maybe. Anyway, per aspera ad astra, which the meaning of that is through hardship to the stars. I'm gonna say that again, through hardship to the stars. So it's just saying, as you're going through the journey of life, through, you know, as we all eventually, you know, pass away and join the stars, join the heavens again, you know, we have to endure some things here on earth. Sometimes just going through life is enough. It is challenging. You know, there's, you know, you gotta listen to your body. You gotta feed it. Give yourself water. And then there's the whole financial side of things. You know, being accepted in society, having something that you're passionate about. All these different elements that go into being a human. And actually, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, pretty famous classic book, they have a quote that says, "Through mud to the stars." So yeah, as you're trudging through the slowness of every single day, you're just grinding along and hoping that things work out, that eventually, you know, where are we all going? You know, we're all gonna get a little woo-woo, but there's you know, we're all stardust eventually at the end of the day. You know, when the cosmos collided together and created Earth, that's us. You know, so you can always look to the stars and say, oh yeah, I'm a piece of those things up there. At least that's what I do. It gives you a little perspective. Well, hopefully it's kind of helpful learning about the hardship of life. And, you know, what I've found is usually after you've gone through some kind of hardship, it allows you to truly enjoy happiness, or when you have gone on to the next thing, or once you've actually found success and you're reveling in that. So if you've ever been with a group of people and you've all gone through something, whether it was like through a training camp together, or you took a course or a lesson with a bunch of group of people, or maybe you're part of a club or an activity or a sports team, I find that usually everyone, there's like some kind of subconscious bond or understanding. You said, hey, yeah, there was a time when I went through this with this person. Yeah, they're on the good side. They're someone that I want to deal with. They're someone that I want to interact with. You know, I've found that time and time again. Because you have that common bond. You all sacrificed, you all suffered together. So here you are on the other side, you're happier because of it, and you're able to trust that person. So for me personally, you know, I find my most happiness from being productive. And I put that in quotations. You know, for me, being productive is getting things done on this to-do list that's constantly ever growing. You know, as I'm driving in my car, I'll come up with more ideas of things that I need to do, and some are, you know, as big as, you know, creating this podcast, somewhere as small as, oh man, I need to check the mail. And doing all of those makes me feel a lot better, because every day should be getting better for you. So you're working towards something that's eventually going to pay off, and you're going to create the lifestyle that you've always wanted. I heard this quote where you need to, like, you know, almost die to yourself. You know, you're sacrificing, you're killing off the type of person that you used to be, and you're rising up and creating a new version of yourself. And so for me, sacrificing, video games are my biggest distraction, because they're so much fun. And they're designed to be fun. They're manufactured for you to spend more time playing them, you know, obviously spending money on them. So that's been one of my biggest goals in the last couple months, is how do I, and I don't really have a goal to say, oh, I'm not going to play ever again, but it's just, you know, I'm taking a little bit of a break right now. My biggest thing is I would want to come home from work and just play video games. Mainly this game Rocket League, which is really fun if you ever get the chance. Because I had this idea that, you know, maybe I could be a professional at it, but then realized that, I'm putting in like quite a bit of time, and there's other things that I could be doing out there in my life that could really benefit the masses, like making this podcast or doing the video work, photography, design. Those are all, you know, tangible skills that I'll be able to use for a lifetime. A video game, it's only kind of in a set amount of time that it has an effect. I mean, a lot of the games that I played as a kid aren't even around anymore today. So other types of sacrifices could be, you know, taking cold showers. I did that for a little bit, but there's people that swear by it. I don't know. But yeah, here you are, you're sacrificing the heat, and then it has all these benefits. There's a lot of health benefits to taking a cold shower. Fasting, a lot of health benefits there, but you're also, you know, sacrificing to yourself. You're not eating that food. Yeah, you're happier because of it. Working out, you know, you're taking time out of your day. You're actually, you know, pushing your muscles until failure. And then they grow and they get stronger because of it. And you see the benefits. While we're still talking about hard work, one of the things that I really didn't anticipate as an adult is the small progress of every single day. I think I'm used to things coming relatively easy to me, so I didn't realize that it's just a slow grind of a process. Like that mud, you know, it's just slowly forming into, you know, some kind of clay, which eventually gets molded into, you know, a beautiful, you know, designed, you know, a beautiful jar that you want to look at every day that sits on your mantel place. But it's only through that mud, you know, stripping away the water, all these different elements, till it's finally moldable, that you get to what you want to. So right after I, you know, finished college, you know, I started a 9-to-5, and I think this is the case for a lot of people coming out of school, is building up the endurance to actually do something after the day is done. Once you come home from work, you know, what I wanted to do is maybe just play video games until late at night, or watch TV, or maybe I'd have one thing scheduled where I'd go play some sporting activity, but then when I wasn't doing that, I wanted to relax and, you know, just be entertained, because, you know, I air quotes, only thought I had so much energy in a day. But I have a solution for you. I've been able to shift things around. So what is my solution? Well, I do all of my most challenging work actually in the morning. There's a great book called The Miracle Morning. And I just read the, you know, book, the Cliff Notes book summary of it. But it says that tackle your hardest things right when you wake up. It's called eating the frog. You know, because you don't really want to do it, but, you know, instead of eating breakfast, you eat the most challenging thing that you need to do. And I found that it works out because I have more energy, like in the morning right before I wake up. I'm not completely drained from thinking and going through processes. And then I also have a fresh perspective on the world and on the day because I haven't experienced anything that could throw me off. And there aren't as many people sending you emails or text messages. Emily's not awake yet. So I can start doing some of my bigger projects without those distractions. And it actually flies by, and that's kind of my magic bullet for right now for tackling life, is doing the biggest things in the morning. And then actually in the afternoon, sometimes I'll play video games, but I'm actually finding that I'm able to still focus and work on the things that I want to accomplish, but in a different capacity. So I don't do all the biggest heavy lifting things, but I'll still work. Maybe, you know, in the afternoon it's more research based and reading articles and learning, and the morning is actually doing all that labor. You might be saying, I'm not a morning person. So how do you do that? Well, the key is to not actually set a specific time every morning. Don't say, I'm going to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. Because you're actually going to wake up most likely outside of your body's natural rhythm. So we sleep in these cycles, your circadian rhythm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. So I'm going to probably butcher this, but I'm going to give you my best go at it. You sleep in about these 90-minute intervals, so an hour and a half. And as you go through it, you have the different stages of sleep. Until you eventually go into REM. You can learn more about this on the web. But anyway, I started using this app called Sleepy Time, which tells you how many cycles, like if you were to go to bed right now, what are the optimal times to wake up? And then I just aim for around 4:45, 5 a.m. every day. And then that gives me that 2-hour window from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. to work on all the things that I want to do. So I definitely recommend it. The app is called Sleepy Time, and there's a handful of other ones as well. And so every night, my alarm is pretty variable. I'll set it to whatever the app is telling me to do. And so you can go to bed at really early, like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., but you can also go to bed around 11 or 12, whatever your normal time is, but then you use the app, and it tells you what time you can wake up, and you're not going to get as many cycles. But I find that I'm actually, regardless of how many cycles I get, whether I get 3 or 5 or 6, if I wake up using this app, I'm actually more refreshed than I would if I just let my body naturally wake up. So like when I wake up on a weekend, I feel groggy for hours on end. But if I use this app and wake up at the time they tell me, there's the groggy side effects actually are little to none. Of China that took thousands of years to build. And you know, people say Rome wasn't built in a day. And that's so true. So I think when you're in the early stages, or maybe you're in the middle stage and thing you start seeing a bump in the road, I think it's good to remember that, you know, some of the best things out there came because someone worked really hard and saw through the failure, saw through the challenges, got to the other side, and made a difference, made an impact maybe on their own life, but maybe on the impact, maybe made an impact for thousands of other people's lives. I think that's key to remember when you're in the thick of it, going through it. There is a payoff for hard work. That the system of the universe, it has a, you know, input, where we live in an input-output world. Whatever you're inputting into the world, whatever you're creating, designing, providing value for others, that's going to have some kind of output. Same with your mind and your body. Whatever you're inputting with food or what you're listening to, that's going to have an output. And the output might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but it could be years from now. You start eating, you know, enough hot dogs every day, and a year from now, you're going to see the effects of that. You start listening to enough negative stuff, that's going to have a negative output for you. But if you listen to positive motivational feedback, positive music, that's going to have an output for you. That's a little piece of advice that I'd always recommend is, you know, when you're in the trenches, when you're going through the day-to-day, all good things came through sacrifice. Most of the best things out there, you know, best products, best companies, best music. Someone worked hard for us to enjoy that today. So I hope a few of these tips help you. And if you're going through things, just know that it's always going to get better. Your life should be moving in the progression of getting better. Retouching upon those different facts, you know, change your environment. You know, can you get out of your living situation? Journal, write about it. Start creating a strategy, a plan, and start shifting your mindset. Start envisioning what it is that you want to eventually have in your life. That's a big component of it. Is positive thinking, because it's really hard to see good results without the positive thinking, because you've already lost, you're already playing against yourself. Not everyone is going to take as much care in your life. I mean, your parents help you out to a certain point, maybe your friends, maybe you've had some teachers, but no one's going to care or take ownership of your life more than you are. Yeah, this podcast is as much for you as it is for me, but I always try to see the silver lining of things. I always ask myself, you know, whenever I ever have a problem, and say, I'm a big firm believer that nothing is by accident. That everything that is placed in front of me is because I'm supposed to be learning that in the right moment. It's what I need at that time in life. And, you know, so what is life trying to teach me? What's the lesson here? What am I trying to get from this? You know, all of your challenges and hardships are meant for you to overcome and, you know, spread the knowledge and help others along the way. What can you do to give to others, allow them to, you know, get through some of those challenges maybe a little easier than you did? Even what's coming to mind for me is, you know, a baby chick has to make its way out of an egg, and that's not easy. You have this hard shell, and that's their first intro to the world, is, you know, breaking out of that for dear life. I read this thing recently that said that 90% of life is really how you react to the things happening to you. Because 10% of life is, you know, all these things are happening, but then the 90% is how you look at it, how you take that challenge, and how you decide to move forward with it. Finding a good attitude, that can make all the difference. So just a little recap, we talked about hardship, dealing with that, quote, per aspera ad astra, through hardship to the stars, trying some different techniques for sacrificing and overcoming that, the morning routine, big fan of it, and then, you know, I would like to leave you with a call to action. You know, what's something in your life that you could work harder at? What's something that you worked hard on in the past that you can reflect on that knowledge and say, you know, what worked well there that I can incorporate today? I'm a big believer in relying on past experiences to get through future experiences. Because when another challenge comes up, first thing you should ask yourself is, well, what did I do in the past? How did I get through this before? Relying on that knowledge can make a big difference. Gosh, I feel like I've said difference and changes and improvement and moving forward into the future. But these are all, I don't know, all kind of buzzwords to try to get my point across. I hope that this has made a little bit of a difference in your life and maybe reshapes the way that you think about some of the challenges, because there's always going to be them. There's always going to be more things to tackle. Always going to be something else to look forward to. That's life. And no one said it was going to be easy like that Coldplay song. Oh man, I hope I don't make this podcast and then some more challenges come my way, some big ones. But I don't know. I'll take them all on and accept the challenge like I have with everything else that's come. Keep moving forward. You can do it. I believe in you. And I think there's a lot of people out there that believe in you that you would never even imagine. Good luck out there, and thank you for checking out Enter My Shoes. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening, and as an added bonus, here's a little sneak peek into the next episode. Alright, so you guys got to Netherlands. How is it different than the US? Like,
first of all, I don't know what a kilometer is, so I mean, that's the first difference.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, the GPS does it for you. It tells you how far away everything is. Also, public transportation there, I gotta say, is the most reliable source of, like, transportation.